Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang. Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince. No goal kicker. Brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
For the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. With a 1 in 5 chance of winning a prize from a $7.2 million prize pool. Make sure you're in the draw today. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Dean Jones, tremendous ovations, made his way to the centre of the MCG.
What's it like to be a Victorian to play cricket at the MCG?
Well, it's awesome. You know, you've got 70, 80,000 people just wanting you to do well. I struggle with it, I'll be honest with you. Your adrenaline's running so much higher, your heartbeat's over 130 beats, and you've got to try and get your heart rate down, and then you've got to face the next ball.
It's a big hit. Back 20 rows. By Dean Jones, a smashed away square of the wicket on the lakeside.
Oh, what a shot from Dean Jones. There.
Gone again. It's a big hit. It's in the air for a long time. Over she goes. The crowd's gone wild at mid-wicket. They're having a feast today.
2 runs to Jones. He's 101.
Up goes the bat, off goes the helmet because Dean Jones has 50.
Oh, just reach out and catch it, Jeffrey.
You're very, very proud of the 48 you made in your very first test match in Port of Spain, Trinidad. 48.
Yeah, that's my best ever knock. On a green pitch, Marshall, Garner, Robertson, Holding and co. It was dangerous, batting of the great Alan Border. Nothing that I've ever seen in my backyard or anywhere else since, and they literally wanted to kill you. And it was very hard work, and I've never seen the ferocity of pace. People don't understand it's a quarter of a second reaction time when you face those guys bowling, you know, when they're on heat. And it's just amazing. Alan Border's the best I've ever seen AB bat. He got 500 runs that series. Amazing.
Oh, he smashed that one. That'll end up in Coco's. It's got miles. It's a big six. Huge six there from Dean Jones. He's decided to let loose.
G'day, everybody. Welcome to a very somber rush hour. The loss of Dean Jones has shocked the cricket world. We are saddened to hear that the passing of Dean Jones. He was a great cricketer, a great family man, a passionate man, and condolences go out to his family. Rest in peace, Dean Jones. And Bernie Vince, it is a shattering, shattering moment for world sport.
Yeah, I was in a bit of shock last night when I heard the news, Jars, and you were the first person that I told. And yeah, it was hard to take because he changed the game of cricket, didn't he? He was aggressive. He took the game on and stood up to those West Indies fast bowlers that no one else around world cricket was doing at the time, and did it successfully. So very sad. Changed. He was an aggressive player, wasn't he? Yeah. And exciting, and someone we grew up watching and idolising. So
we did. Larger-than-life personality, Burn. He was playing Big Bash shots back then, before Big Bash competition started. It was ahead of his time.
When World Series started. A good score in World Series was 180 back then, wasn't it? Yeah. And he was going out and hitting runner ball every time he faced up. So changed the game of cricket, and we'll be sadly missed. One thing I liked about him, always said what he thought,
Jazz. Yes, he did.
He didn't skirt around the issue, did he? He said what he thought, and if it was controversial, he said it anyway. And that's what I love about people. They say what they think, and that goes a long way to making the game better. So, very, very sad news, Jas.
Burn, he died of a heart attack in the foyer of his hotel, and one man that was right with him is former Australian cricketer Brett Lee, and this is what he had to say because he tried to revive Brett Lee.
He would have wanted us to be here tonight because it's pretty much the select dinner, we call it. It's not the select dugout. It's Dino's dugout tonight. So he's an absolute legend.
Geez, that would have been tough for
Brett
Lee, wouldn't
it? Oh, God.
It's probably really fresh right now, and he's going to find a way to get through it now. But I think after reflection, after a week or two, that'll start to sink in what he's gone through. And a good little tribute last night. They had the Dino's jacket on his seat where he would have sat. So, very, very good move.
RIP Dean Jones. We've got to keep moving along, Boom. We're going to catch up with Tex Walker very shortly. Aaron Phillips, the Adelaide Crows superstar, will join us.
Yes.
And we love Aaron Phillips. We'll dissect the All-Australian selection.
Yes.
And you and I are coming off the long run.
Yes.
If not another long run.
Yes.
Because we're not back. Happy, are we?
Yep. Get us another oval to come in on.
And someone said your ridiculous fun facts are coming back before we wrap up the show. Please tell me they're done.
No, someone didn't say it. The whole, hey, yes, that's wrong, Jars. The people are calling for it and we listen to the people. So great feedback so far and people are learning, Jars. They are learning, taking it in. Did you go home and think about it when you put your sauce on your sausage last night?
I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it.
Buy your ticket to the St. John's Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new MGs next week. Next, Text Talks Everything 2021 for the Crows. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, the podcast up from 3:30. Or listen live after Kennedy Malloy. It is Andrew Jarman and a bloke that isn't exactly jumping at Jars' invite for a drop in down Henley.
Sometimes I go over and sometimes I don't, but that's just the way it is. Don't really think about it too much.
Bernie Vince.
That's like Blewett not going in.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
Well, he's on the global show, Bernie. He knows where his pay packet's coming from, you and I. And you're his best mate. You better introduce him.
Oh, Tex, thanks for joining us, mate. Where are you? You sound like you're in a tunnel before.
That's piss week. What's happening?
Jesus. Well, we're allowed to swear on this show, are we?
Well, hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Hey, talk about swearing on a show. Bern and I listened to this the other day. I'm going to take you back to Roo and Dit's breakfast show and tell us if you did swear or not. Have a listen to this, Texan.
There still is some positives out of there. You, Dit, you don't be such a negative.
We might have to. We'll get Tex back on in just a moment. He just let a word slip out. That's very unusual for Tex. He wouldn't normally say that.
Did that word end in T?
Did you?
No,
swear?
It didn't. It did not. I did not say the C word. I'd never ever say that.
Why did you get dumped? Why'd they dump you?
Because they thought I said the C word, and then, as a matter of fact, I didn't. I said you're a negative. P-R-I, you know you what?
You can't spell, so
can't
don't try.
Swear
and say
on
that.
National radio.
That is good. Nah, I've been dumped before on this show, which is and you have a number of times, Jars, so don't worry about that. Hey, you passed Modra's record in the last round. That must have been a very proud moment for you.
Certainly was, Bern. The crowd were outstanding, and the boys were awesome as well once I kicked it. But you know, Bern, we play a team game. We don't play for individual honours.
Oh, yeah, you're toeing the line again, are you? That's not you?
Nah, it was good, mate. It's awesome. It was a very, very nice moment, which was great.
What's happened this week, Mad Monday week? Who's been best on and who's been the surprise packet? Yeah. There's always one or two.
One of our good mates, Bradley Crouch. He always right at the front of the pack, B. Crouch.
That's the
B. Crocker. B. Crocker was at the front of the pack with B. Keys. It must be something with the Bs, but...
Yes. B. Vince.
B. Vince, B. Walker.
Told you he couldn't spell.
So now your name's Bernie Walker, is it? Yeah, knucklehead.
I'll just call myself Baylor Walker. I'll tell you what, big Riley O'Brien, he is dead set like a sponge.
Right. What, can drink the big fella?
Oh, my God, Bern, I reckon you'd struggle. Remember that day you put Darren Milburn under the table?
He nearly got divorced that night.
Oh, my God. You had him over the shoulder walking out of the grand down at Glenelg.
Very funny. Hey, speaking of Brad Crouch,
yes.
Have you had a chat to him or you caught up with him about pleading your case for him to stay? What do you do there?
I certainly have. I love Bradley, but it's now up to him and the club to decide what's going to happen there.
Exit meetings this week. I believe yours was today. Are you still
long.
Employed? Are you still on the list? Or did you have to bribe him?
I just rang Ellie and I was pretty excited that I was still going to drop that shit.
Got a job.
What, she wasn't confident?
She wouldn't have been happy.
Well, Jars is warming me seat.
Hey, mate, you're more than welcome to take it.
Jeez, that, imagine that seat. It'd have to be big for those big bum cheeks to fit on.
Every now and then he falls off it.
I sit on the same seat as Deets does.
As who?
Deets.
Deets.
I mean Deets.
Welcome to the morning show, you've ruined Deets.
Deets, you just called him Deets, Jazz.
Oh,
jeez.
Did I
call you jeez.
Oh, Burn.
No, I've been up here.
Mate, now how would you describe the year? Just tell us, how would you describe the year, Texan?
Oh, bloody challenging.
That's it.
Jazz. Certainly, for the first half of the year, we obviously weren't getting results. And it was challenging for our footy club because it was untreaded water that we've never been in. But we come back out of that and we started to play some really good footy. And the game that we played against Geelong was probably our turning point. Then we started to get some results. But in saying that, through the whole year, I was so proud to see how positive it was around the football club and the hard work that was getting put in from week to week.
Has it been your toughest year you've played?
No, I reckon the one when Walshy passed was my toughest. It would have been up there for sure.
Hey, when Brad lets you know that he's leaving, just make sure you don't catch up with him at the Alma and go outside and have a cry in the car park, because I want that to just be me, okay?
That's your special moment, you two. That was
don't
beautiful.
Ruin it for me.
All right.
I'm sure that's coming too.
Hey, where are we going on holidays this December? Because you bloody won't write back to me about it.
Oh, no.
What do you mean I won't write back to you?
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, what's happened, Burn? Is he just...
No, me and Tex have organised the holiday.
Where
and,
are you going?
No, the girls, they won't commit. The girls just, you know, they just fluff around.
Because you're over in Victoria and you've got to do bloody 15 weeks quarantine before you can go anywhere.
Nah, but I'm right. December, I'm right.
Yeah.
I'll be back for a long time.
Why don't you two just go on a train tour?
Well, we will be. We'll be going on our own if the girls don't commit.
Or the gangs. Well,
you know what Ellie said to me? She goes, I know what this trip's going to be. You're going to say, you girls look after the boys and we're just going to go down the pub and you won't get back till midnight.
Yeah.
I said, you're spot on.
She's been reading your messages. Tell her to get out of your phone. She's nailed it.
Big boy. Absolute pleasure. Very proud of you, mate. Congratulations on breaking Mods' record. I spoke to Mods the other day about it too.
Yeah, there you go with
he's
it.
He's as flat as a pancake.
Fat as a what?
He's as flat as a pancake. Oh, right.
I thought you said something else too,
man. No, I didn't. And we'll get that roast happening too, mate. I've got a new barbecue, so I'm ready to go.
See that pig flying?
More chance of getting struck by lightning twice. Right.
Thanks, Jesus. Mate. Take care, buddy.
Good on you, Papa.
Tex Walker for Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Yes. It's Triple M's Rush Hour.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. If you're listening live after Kennedy Malloy, you could have heard this hours ago on the podcast. It's up from 3:30 on the free Triple M app.
Okay, Jars. Yes. Now, you need to eyeball me. You've been picking on me all week.
No,
you've
I haven't.
Had three spots against me this week. And now I liken it to, I had a big feed. I'm like a bear. I'm going into hibernation, right?
Yeah.
And you poked me once and I thought, get away, little fella.
Okay.
You poked me twice and I just battened an eyelid a little bit. I said, one more time. But the third time, that angry bear woke up. I've done a little bit of delving into what you've been up to lately.
And
you brought up a bit of a story yesterday about getting an invite to go over to Rolls's house and go to dinner, and you asked what to bring, and
we spoke
because you're a tight ass, you're going to bring a $2 worth of mixed lollies, and thought, you know, well, for starters, Rolls can't even eat lollies, so you would have brought them for yourself. But I want to go through just a few things that I found out because I've been in contact with some of your family members.
Oh no!
Number one,
yes.
You didn't get an invite to dinner. It was only Maz. So there's the first bloody thing. So you're not even going. So you can cancel wondering what to bring because you're not going, my friend.
I'm a papa.
Number two. You would only buy lollies and bring lollies knowing that Riles couldn't eat them. So that'd be for yourself. I sort of let that one out of the bag. And you knew that, don't you? Look at you giggling. You knew that.
I did.
That's why you mentioned it.
Yes.
And the same goes for alcohol.
What?
because she doesn't drink it, so you would have drank it. So it's for yourself. And I go on.
Oh, he's going on.
If you would like to join,
yes,
you can provide your own dinner,
yes,
because the household is not paying for him due to the fact how much you've cost her this year by getting rid of all her clothes, selling, cashing in on her cans and bottles.
No.
So there's just a bit of feedback for you, my friend, and I'm not done with you yet.
Oh, you've just poked me.
Because this bear has just got onto all fours. He's not even up yet.
Round two.
Wait till he starts getting on the trot. Now, yes, I know a lot of people in Adelaide, Jars.
You do, Bern.
And you're into your coaching. You love coaching,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do, Bern.
You love it. And you one day you're going to get back into it. I don't know if it'll be this year, might be next year. But you've been talking to a few clubs.
Yes, Bern.
Okay?
Yes, Bern.
And they're after your services.
Oh, no.
And I hear, and I hope this is not true, but I know it's true. You are at loggerheads with a club over how much petrol money you can get.
Ah!
Just, is that, tell me that's
Shut
not true.
Is that true?
It's tell me.
True. Is that true?
That's, get Jars, get back up to the microphone.
Oh, God.
Did you or did you not this week speak to someone about how much petrol money or kilometres you should put in the contract so you can claim it back? Yes or no?
It can't be true.
Well, you did it.
I did not.
Be honest with me, the three pillars.
What are they?
I don't know, but honesty's one.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
This won't go away. Damien Barrett, Triple M's very own Damien Barrett, keeps going on about Ollie Wines going to the Carlton Footy Club. This is what he had to say, Ben.
I still reckon to watch this space on Ollie Wines and what he chooses to do. And I know Carlton certainly has had a form of contact with him. He's going to be a big-name player in the trade period unless he goes public going into the final series about his intent to stay as a power player. I really admire his last 2 months of the season. I reckon he's put himself back into that category that had him tracking to be among the game's elite some time ago before he had injury problems last year. And clearly there were a few issues internally this year. He's got through that. It's a credit to him. He looks as fit as he's ever looked, and he's been as impactful as he's ever looked. But again, until we hear something from him of a meaningful nature about his future as a power player, I think it's game on when it comes to his movements potentially.
Ooh. Right. Well, he certainly had a damn good year, yeah, Jazz, since coming back into that team with all the pressure on him too, on the big pay packet. He has stepped up to plate and been outstanding.
Yeah,
very reliable. Mm-hmm. And he's been a big reason why Port Adelaide have been at the top of the ladder all year. So he's increased his value, if anything, Jazz.
Yeah, well, he has, Burn. And even though he's still got another year to run with the Port Adelaide Footy Club, here's Chrissy Davies, Port Adelaide Footy Manager, not too happy about what Damo said.
As it was when we signed him a couple of years ago to a long-term deal, it's at Port Adelaide. The idea that Ollie is going to be contemplating leaving right now is just so contrary to everything that he has said publicly in the last period of time. So I'm taking very much on face value that Ollie Wines wants to stay with this group. I think his last comments to the media were that the club has set up the list extremely well for the next 5 to 10 years, and he wants to be part of that success.
Oh, doesn't sound happy there.
No, they're not.
Chrissy Davies.
They're not.
He gave himself a little pump up though on the way out. Yeah. Did you hear the last line, Jazz? The club has set the list up very well
nicely
for the next 5 or 10 years.
He?
That's his job.
Good. And nothing wrong with that.
I liked
and look,
it. I
spoke
that
to a Port board member the other night, and he said he's going nowhere.
Nah.
Ollie Wines is committed to Port Adelaide in 2021. So the media, Jared Waitley, Damien Barrett, let it go.
Well, it's a boring week for them, Jars.
Oh,
no footy on this weekend,
yeah,
so they've got to bring that stuff back up just to maybe try and throw Port Adelaide off of the first final, maybe being an interstate team. But that won't work because they'll beat Geelong first final.
Just quickly, here's Chrissy Davies about Orazio Fantasia coming to Port Adelaide.
I've never spoken more about a guy who I've never actually spoken to in my life. So, with respect to this across the board. Arazzo is an Essendon football player, and until he suggests that that's different, Port Adelaide won't be talking any more about Orazio Fantasia. Let's just put it on the table that we have an interest in every good South Australian player who wants to come home, but until those players tell us that they want to come home, I'm done talking about those prospective people whilst we've got a really important 4 weeks to come and a finals campaign.
I'm done talking
Don't
about it.
Don't mention his name again, or I'll punch you right in the noggin.
Let's get him on and ask him about him. I like stirring people up like this.
Why don't we get Chrissy on and ask him?
Yeah, first question. Will you want to get Orazio Fantasia to the footy club? Then I might ask him if Ollie Wines is leaving.
He'll hang up on us, Bert.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting first, 30 seconds.
Now, big forward from North Melbourne, former Ben Brown.
Yes.
Chrissy Davies was asked if they would look Ben Brown to
Port. He hasn't again.
Yeah, well, how does he fit with Charlie, Todd, Peter Laddams, and Mitch Georgiades? If you can fit him in, Tom. Right. There we are.
There we go. Beautifully.
He's whacked everyone.
He's on the warpath.
But that's good. Yeah, I like love that. It. Give it back to him because they ask some dumb questions
Correct,
sometimes.
Correct, mate. All right, Bern. Good stuff. Up next, the All-Australian side. And congratulations to the three Port LA boys that got into that squad of 22. And we'll talk about them right after this break.
Going into a song. It's the Rush Hour.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince. Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. That would be Bernie Vince and a bloke that was seen on a morning run around Henley Beach this morning by several people.
Completely naked other than running shoes. I will admit, I was looking him up and down, like sort of confirming, are you really naked? Not because I really wanted to see, but I was just trying to assess the situation.
Andrew Newton Jarman, thank you very much.
Must have been cold, Jars.
Bern, the 2020 All-Australian team had been selected last night. Three Port LA players got in. Obviously, big Chuck Dixon's kicked 32 goals, 21.
Yep.
And he's been wonderful there. Trav Boak, congratulations, vice-captain, averaging 23 disposals. And Darcy Byrne-Jones, well played off a half-back.
Yes, been so well done a few times.
What's your opinion on the squad? Did they get it right?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think they pick players in positions that they play.
I
just think it's a bit of a midfield. They've taken the easy option, I feel, Jars, especially in the forward line. The defenders are pretty good. They're all in position. The midfield line's okay. Christian Petrakis spent a bit of time in the midfield. Maybe he could play forward, but I just look at the forward line and you tell me the forwards. Patrick Dangerfield.
He's a midfielder.
Midfielder. Marcus Bontempelli.
Midfielder.
Dustin Martin.
Midfielder.
Midfielder. Mm. So, and you go to the bench, Jack Steele.
Midfielder.
Taylor Adams.
Midfielder.
Max Gawn. Which is Ruckman. Midfielder.
Midfielder.
So, and then you've got the actual midfield. So, how many did I name then? There's one, two, three, four, five. And there's, you know, add the midfielders to that that's in the midfield positions. I feel like you got to pick a high half forward.
There was no genuine small forward selected, Byrne, Liam Ryan.
Liam Ryan. So,
who's stiff?
Well, Dan Butler.
Absolutely.
Tom Papley.
Absolutely.
If you're going to pick players in positions for this All-Australian team,
yep.
It's becoming each year they're doing it more and more. They're just trying to fit in more and more midfield. Oh, yeah, you know what? Dustin Martin every now and then does go forward. We'll chuck him in. He's playing a forward pocket, Dustin Martin, in this team. That's
farcical,
not right.
Byrne. It's farcical.
Marcus Bontempelli plays 90% in the midfield, goes forward when he's getting tagged out of a game, possibly.
Yep.
Dangerfield spends a bit of time forward, but that was when they were resting him as well because the short turnarounds, he played forward a couple of games. But their midfielders, Jars, if they're better, which they are, Dangerfield had an outstanding year. And he should be in the team. But
he shouldn't be captain.
He should be fighting for one of those midfield spots.
13 midfielders, Byrne. 13 on-ballers in that All-Australian side. You're spot on. You're absolutely spot on. Farcical. Dangerfield should not be the captain.
Yeah.
Mate, the captain has to go because he doesn't even captain his own bloody club.
It's got to be a captain.
Maxi Gawn or Bontempelli, are they not captains of their respective clubs?
They are, Jars.
Well, they should be the captain, not Dangerfield. Yep.
Yeah, and I'm with you.
Dangerfield probably should have been a vice captain and Trav deputy vice.
What are you saying about Trav? Yeah, deputy.
Yeah, deputy vice.
Yeah. Well, I think, and that's part of picking a team, Jars. You need to pick a good captain. So the best captain in the competition, it was voted by the peers, was Scott Pendlebury. He should be in as captain because he's the best captain. Correct. Like, I feel like...
There's no guidelines to the All-Australian.
No, it's loose.
Is it?
And it's
as loose
almost
as a goose.
Like if you get a heap of kicks,
yeah,
you'll make it somewhere.
Correct.
We'll just, you know what? If you play a bit down back as well, yeah, we possibly put you in a back pocket if you find a heap of the footy in the midfield. Well, so I think it's just they probably need more stricter guidelines. And you know what? Don't worry about this squad. They're talking about squad of 40 and you're picking it out of that.
Yeah.
They would have already had the team pick when they put the squad up. What's the point in putting a squad up?
Spot on. Waste
They're going to do what they they do in America. They pick a team A and a team B.
Yep.
So, and in positions that they play
and
too,
who,
mind
and who
you.
Who picks it? The fan base? Do the fans pick the All-Australian?
I think it's more of a panel.
Panel.
I don't know enough about that, but
panel.
I'd say it's still
just
a panel.
Just a junket to them.
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Just booze up.
Yeah, well, I don't know how do you do it better? Do you get the fans to pick it? Then they
well,
the
do
clubs
we have to
with
have
the biggest fan base
side?
Get it.
Do we have to have an Australian side?
No,
do we have
don't.
To?
No, we
do
don't.
Do we have to? Whoa, jeez.
That's a, it's
call.
A big call.
Yeah,
it was more of a, you know, where this started back in your day, Jars, when they had the carnival,
I'm
didn't
two-timer.
It?
It didn't start
it's
in the 1912.
It's a carnival, didn't it? What didn't
it?
Start back that long ago?
It was a carnival. Yeah, you're right.
But that's isn't that how it developed?
Yep,
they picked the team of the carnival.
Yep.
Team of a carnival, but in positions they played in that carnival.
Yeah, there you go.
Not they didn't pick a bloody centerman in the forward pocket or a centerman in a back pocket.
Yep.
So I think we need to just get back to why this was introduced to football.
Yep.
And pick the team that's going to play there. Are you going to go out with four midfielders in your forward line?
No.
You got Tom Hawkins, Charlie Dixon, and Liam Ryan spends a bit of time in the midfield too. But and then you've got three midfielders there. I just don't know. And if they come off, who's going forward?
No
if
one.
Charlie Dixon comes off for a spell,
no one.
Who's going to go forward? Our Jack Steele, Taylor
Caleb
Adams,
Daniel's
and Caleb
go Daniel. Full
forward. Centre forward.
Yes, Caleb
don't think
Daniel.
So.
Yeah, good one.
But,
good one.
I just think they need to be a bit more specific if I'm making any sense. I'm sort of speaking from the heart here.
Well done.
But I think it needs a bit of an overhaul, Jars. And part of that overhaul, I reckon, Jars, could be this. You pick, if they want to pick squads like they're doing at the moment, you pick a squad of backmen, you pick a squad of midfielders,
good boy,
and you pick a squad of forwards. And you've got to pick from within those squads the positions on the ground that they play.
Yeah.
Because then there's more pressure on being the best midfielder to make the team as a midfielder rather than if you don't quite get a midfield spot, we'll fit you in somewhere up forward or, you know. And and I'm happy with the bench to be an unlucky backman that misses out, an unlucky midfielder that misses out, and an unlucky forward that misses out. Maybe have three on the bench.
Like it, Boone. And, so, why isn't the coach of the year in that team as well?
A very good point.
And Bern,
where is he?
Bern, I
Ken
love
Hinckley.
Your idea. Yep, I love your. Well, Kenny Hinckley should be that coach in that team. I love your idea. Well done. Well played.
What do you think, family? Let us know. 0488851047. Do you agree with Bernie Vince? We do not need an all Australian side, or you all for it? It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Shout out to the Highway and Auto Masters because we're helping South Australians 50 ways in 50 days. We shouted the first 100 people at the Highway Bar. Make sure you head to triplem.com.au and register someone who needs our help today, all thanks to Auto Masters, and get them to test your brakes before someone else does. Call 1300 Auto Masters. And now the microphone belongs to Andrew Newton Jarman.
Good on your family. Now, Bern.
Yes.
You and I are both married to beautiful women, right?
Yes, we are.
Now, this young man, this young gentleman, I don't know if you heard about this news that came through to on my desk. He has been slammed all around the world for proposing to his girlfriend whilst...
Three parts.
She was on the toilet. This is serious, Bird.
No! No.
Man, oh man. He went down on one knee with the ring while her jeans and her jocks were around her ankles on the dunny seat and
knickers.
He proposed to her.
Knickers, I think girls call.
Oh, I don't give a... Well, whatever. Honestly, Burn, what the hell is going on with these blokes?
Well, at least she couldn't do a runner, Jazz.
Is there any romance in doing this?
Well,
please. How embarrassing.
Depends.
She might have been doing
number twos.
Number.
I don't understand that one.
He's getting slammed.
Yeah, well, so he probably should.
Oh.
Now, I'm not a big romantic, but even I don't reckon I'd do that.
How did you propose to Abs?
In the shower.
Oh.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Triple M.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, the podcast up online at 3:30 or, as usual, listen live after Kennedy Malloy at 5:30. We're the
pride of South Australia. Well, she's a superstar in the AFLW, and we love her very dearly. She's given us some of her time, Burn, on the top rating Rush Hour. Erin Phillips joins us. Hello, Erin. Welcome.
G'day, boys. Thanks so much for having me.
What's happening? What's happening with the AFL Women's League this year? Because there's been a lot of cuts, as we've seen in the men's department, with the soft cap cuts. What does that mean for the women?
Yeah, it's actually in discussion right now. We've had some really good meetings with the PA, obviously with the AFL, and at the moment all really positive to try to kick the season off when it's meant to, which is in February, and start pre-season early November. But at the moment, obviously, there's still a lot of unknown. Obviously, the girls in Victoria are doing it tough as well, so not probably going to get out and train as they would like to come November. Hopefully they do, but look, if not, things will have to adjust and, you know, we'll try to have to make it an even playing field in terms of trainings and all that kind of stuff. So plenty of days before that to finally figure out what's going on.
I guess it's a tough time in this climate to recruit as well, because you can't really get across and speak to anyone, or you can't get them out of Victoria if you're recruiting from there. So everything becomes really tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've been really fortunate to have the, you know, women's SANFL get through this year, and it was a great competition and some fantastic talent coming through. So for us personally here in South Australia, the talent pool is really deep. So it's you know, Western Australia obviously in a similar position. So it's all going to come down to, you know, how's Victoria looking, and they're, like I said, doing it really tough, and for them it's hard to gauge where, you know, that will be come November. So, yeah, look, we'll just hopefully keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully we can start in November, November 4th, and kick off a good pre-season.
Erin, can you believe what's happened to women's football? Because I remember having kicks with you when you were a wee lass running around footy ovals, and now you're the face of the national AFLW competition. But have you been blown away when you've sat back and you've gone, wow, look what we've created here, and it's only going to get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, Giles, I've actually had many wow moments, you know, initially running out in the very first year back in 2017, and we ran out at Thebe Oval, and there was, what, 11,000 people, you know, and a bit of drizzling rain. It was just a massive moment. And then, you know, four years later, here we are again. It's just going in leaps and bounds. You know, obviously COVID is, you know, going to push us back a little bit, but I mean, it's just gone massive.
You're someone that spends a little bit of time over in the States. Obviously, you've been stuck here with COVID. Has that been a bit different this year?
Yeah, actually, this is my first winter, actually.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Usually that's right. Back in the States, coaching in the WNBA, but you know, I'm not complaining that I'm not over there at the moment. Let's just say that.
Yeah. Well, one thing you would be happy with is brother-in-law Shawnee Silk Burgoyne going around again. He's on track for 400. What an amazing effort that is.
Yeah, look, really, really happy for him. Obviously, he's had such an incredible career, and for him to get another contract to go again next year just, you know, proves of how valuable he is. You know, he's not a high possession kind of player, but very damaging when he does get the ball. And he'll be a great leader again for him next year. And, you know, it'll be great to see his final year and hopefully get to 400.
Do you speak footy with him much? Do you talk about comparisons between the women's and men's game? Or do you ask him for tips? Or is it just purely just keep that aside?
No, I actually do. Like, I definitely pick his brain. I'd be stupid not to, really, pick his brain on just different things. He loves the women's football. He's right into it. he has two daughters of his own. So, yeah, he loves it. So very passionate about it. And I'm sure, you know, when Hawthorn gets a women's team, you know, he might have something to do with that. You never know.
So, Erin, when will the season start? And obviously the Adelaide, the girls, when do they start training together? We'll start pre-season. What dates can you give us?
Yeah, so November 4th is the projected pre-season start date.
Right.
And then looking at still the early February starting to the okay. season date. But, look, who knows? And, yeah. and hopefully we can get that start date. But if not, you know, not too far in the yeah. future.
Has there been any talk about hubs or potentially going into hubs if this bloody virus hangs around like it has for the men this year?
Yeah, we have. We're you know going to do some surveys just on around of how would that look for a lot of the girls. I mean, you've got to keep into consideration majority of us have full time jobs or yeah. we study, and so how's that going to work if we do go into a hub? I mean, is it something where the AFL have to cover costs of work that would be missed? Is there much leave girls can take? So, look, there's a lot to work through between now and February. But, you know, the positive thing is that I've heard is all the conversations have been of trying to do absolutely everything possible to get the season underway.
Yeah, good to hear. Now, yeah. I've got a question for you. Need to be really honest here. Now, Jars has been talking about going to the gym. Well, he says regularly, but that's a very loose term.
Oh, yeah.
Jars, you stay out of this.
Oh, right.
Does he actually, and you go as well to the same gym. You'd obviously be working very hard and doing everything you need to do.
Here
but does he actually do anything down there? Is he one of those social gym members that just sips on his latte and just talks to everyone?
Yeah. I'll be 100% honest here, okay?
Yes, thank you.
We go down to peak conditioning, yep. right? Peak
yes.
fitness.
Yep.
And I've never seen Jars lift such heavy 5 kilo dumbbells either side. And I've never seen anybody look in the mirror so much.
Oh, no.
You
say that.
But you know what? Why wouldn't you? Look at that specimen. Look at him.
Oh, the thing you shouldn't beautiful. Do is look in the mirror.
I don't. I go to the side. I don't like looking in the mirror. Side angle's worse.
No, don't blame me, Jazz.
Hey, you look fantastic because you're absolutely – I've never seen you look fitter. So you must be cherry ripe and raring to go. If we had to start tomorrow, you'd be ready to go, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would be, but I'm gonna come in next week and train with you. I didn't tell you that, so we'll have a session.
Yeah. What, you want the day
see
off?
See where we're at.
What do you need a coffee and a milkshake, do you? And a jam donut.
Have a great weekend. Give our love to the family, and we'll catch up soon, Erin. Appreciate your time.
Sounds good, boys.
Well
have a good
done.
One.
There she is, superstar, mate. Yeah, absolute superstar. And she is ready to go. She can play AFL.
Yeah,
she's that fit.
I know.
And well, thanks
I'm looking
for whacking
forward
me,
to
mate.
Seeing that.
Jeez,
well,
that's twice
I just
now
asked
you've whacked me.
I didn't whack you. I asked the question and she answered it. Honestly.
Very soon, against Jars's advisement, Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra important, mega interesting, bizarre final facts are coming up.
The new look Rush Hour. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman.
Bernie Vince.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Thanks for having us on after Kennedy Malloy, although you can hear it first at 3:30 on our free Triple M app.
Oh, that's it. Been a good week, Bern.
It has been. Big week and a full 5 days this week because there's no footy tonight.
Yeah.
So just news come across my desk, Jars.
Yes,
Ben Reid has announced his retirement immediately.
Right.
Was about to board the flight over to Perth, but hangs him up. 153 games for Collingwood over 14 seasons. Played in that premiership in 2010. Had a lot of soft tissue injuries. 14 seasons for only 150 games.
Nah.
So very unfortunate, but was a good player in his prime. But
well
Jars. Time to make you and the family smarter with
Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra important, mega interesting, bizarre final facts.
Not again. I thought we got rid of this bloody stupid facts.
This is your favourite part of the show. Don't try and make out act the tough guy. Because last night you couldn't even use sauce after hearing my
get that on the podcast.
What do you got?
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Do you know, Jazz, dartboards are made out of horse hair? Horse hair.
He's stunned. Look
serious?
At him.
Horse hair.
That's so mean. Those poor horses.
No, well, you can't. It's like getting a haircut. Oh, you don't know what that feels like either. It doesn't hurt. It's
kind of... So when I throw a dart, I throw it at a poor horse that's got no hair left.
It can't feel it. It's like, it's got to refer to something else. Poor shaving little, your legs or something. It doesn't hurt.
So have you got another one before I can nick
off? I've got another one. And this jar, you can try at home when you get home today. You might just have to call past the supermarket to get some.
Here you go.
If you've got a grape at home, Jars, do you know they explode when you put them in the microwave? They explode. So if you put a bunch of grapes in there.
He's on the floor.
What's he doing?
He's literally on the floor.
Jars.
Jars, what are you doing?
Jars.
Rubbish!
No, so if you put a whole bunch of grapes in the microwave, you know what it sounds like?
What?
Poof, 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 poof.
Get him all.
Bang, 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 bang.
See your family, I'm getting out of here.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.